I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome back. We are in the Lando Calrissian Experience, man. We in a new digs, man.
Yo, yo, yo.
Shout out to James for coming up on his new digs. We in the wire spot though. Like they got the dude with the doorman at the bottom asking you, like, you know, who you were for. You know, you asked you for a password and shit.
Suburban, I was like, pro, man.
I was like,
the best.
Damn. I was like, damn. I mean,
only
I know we on the
best.
South side and shit, you
only
know, but I mean,
best, me?
I was yeah. like, dang. I was like, and then I was like, where has James got me up here? Is this? Is this the dope house or is this the studio?
See, it's hey man, whole place is nice, bro. So yeah, shout out to Matt Sawicki, man.
You've been getting all his information, people to hit him up for using the studio yet?
Most definitely. Like I said, we at 3739 South Jefferson Avenue. That's Suburban Pro Studios, Matt Sawicki. Hey, great dude, dopest engineer I know personally. Make sure you holler at him if you need anything audio engineering wise. Make sure.
Give out his email number, something like that. Twitter.
Email suburbanprostudios.com. That's pretty much the best way you can go ahead and contact them and have all the information right there. And I believe it's at Suburban Pro Studios on all forms of social media.
And for my Latinos, Suburban Studio Pro. I'm
just waiting. Hey, man, it'd be crazy if we did get have like a Spanish version.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it'd be on. Aquí estamos con el Lando Cal Experience. Cuando tú...
Hey, you sound like Univision. You sound like the Univision version of the show.
Telemundo.
Let's have our voices Sábado dubbed gigante. Over with the Spanish, with Spanish-speaking people.
Word. Dub it out. I'll dub out anything, too. Tú me debes dinero. Que tú te... Man, listen.
Yo. So what's the word, D-Man?
Oh, sorry.
With
yeah,
you, man?
Good, man. Yeah, dude, man. Ready minute, for dog. Christmas. The daughter is realizing what Christmas is for real and driving us crazy, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh.
But no, but she ill about it, though. You know, she like, so yeah, tell Santa, you know, like, she don't want to holler at Santa herself at all. She wants you to go holler at him and be like, you know, when you go talk to him, I want this, and I want some candy. like she'll roll stuff some candy and some fruit roll ups. And then she'll come back and then she'll be like, also make sure it's pixie sticks. Like, what?
hey.
She's a little G, man.
Hey man, Fish Mooney.
Yeah, I know, right? She is Fish Mooney, real talk. Every day, man.
Fish Mooney.
Man, so everything's been good with everybody, man?
Everything's been good, man. Getting ready for Christmas, too. I actually got a swamp week coming up. You know how it goes, barbershop.
Yeah, everybody trying to get in.
Yeah, everybody trying to get
and
in.
And you take a week off, too, though, don't you? You take a week off after Christmas?
No, I technically take a week off. Nah, it's New Year's. You know, I got to get
Oh, yeah, you got to get it. Yeah.
Crunch time. But, you know, I get my Mondays and my Sundays to myself.
I've been catching up
on that Walking Dead. I'm catching up.
So what season you on now?
Three.
I was hearing you on the review show that you said you was on three. You was on three.
I'm
you said in the review
now.
Show.
Episode 9 about to start tonight.
So four is, are you at the prison?
They just set it off on the prison.
Okay. Oh,
they
just got into the prison?
They just got into a homeboy came back.
Oh, yeah, the you talking about Negan. Not Negan.
Not Negan.
The governor came back.
Ooh. They came with the tank and everything, but they stupid for that move. They blew up the prison.
Like, that was the reason you came. No, it was his ego for him at that point.
That's all it was.
He was just mad because you took out my whole situation.
Hooked.
Dude.
Nobody told me, but I was just
that second season, probably you powered through it because it was straight through, though. And you got to binge it.
Because
when you are, the thing about if you watching season 2 though, that farm, that shit takes forever.
It
think about
like
every week.
Forever. But even binging it was felt like
but,
forever.
But think about somebody's episodically sitting there every Sunday waiting for that fuck.
Smallville for 10 years straight. We ain't had Netflix. We ain't had none of that. Smallville 10 years straight.
You think Smallville could have ran longer if it was in this era where people are binging? Where they
not
are you thinking?
Necessarily, I think it played a good time, man. I think it did a decade, which was perfect. I don't think
it needed no two more years.
Nah, 10 years was actually
that's a long fucking time.
That rolled us through the 2000s hard. Like that was it for me. I was good. And then you got the little taste. And you know the funny thing is, speaking about that,
yeah,
the kid that played Flash on Smallville did a little hot episode in this season of Walking Dead, and I was like, yo,
what was he on?
Walking Dead. He was like season 4, like the first episode.
Who was he in then?
He was some dude, and then he got bumped off.
They was he? Oh, was he the dude in jail, like the leader of the dudes in jail?
Okay, he was one of the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and they bumped him off early.
His son was like, he looked fat. I said he ain't speeding now.
Not at all, because he had long hair, didn't he?
Yeah. Old, kind of curly. Yeah, semi. Yeah, it was funny though.
James,
I don't watch too much Walking Dead. I've been catching up way too much other stuff. I've been watching a brand new show called 3% on Netflix.
Yeah, man. You know what? I gotta watch that and be up because that's subtitles, man. And you gotta read. I can't be in that in between stage where
they got English dub.
It's an English, the one on Netflix is an English dub? Yeah, or you
I
can choose.
Have an English dub.
You do subtitle?
I can do subtitle.
Hold on, no, on Netflix, or you got another version?
No, it's on Netflix as Portuguese and an English dub.
So you got the patience to read.
See, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. They speak in English too. They don't have.
I ain't gonna front. If I'm gonna watch a movie, I hate kind of dubs sometimes because it'd be like,
you
fucking
can tell the awkwardness, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, I'd rather go and read and kind of feel like how they feeling, you know?
But to me, in this one, you don't...
Like City of God would suck to me,
that one you gotta watch the subtitle. But it's cool. This is comparable.
Okay.
You could dub it if you dub it right.
Is it kind of dubbed? Like, have y'all seen, what's the Japanese joint that, I can't remember the name of the movie now, where they took Hunger Games from
Battle Royale.
Have you seen that one with the with dubbed over? Have you seen Battle Royale?
A long time since.
Yeah, but I'm saying, is it comparable to that? Because that was an okay dub.
It's I don't know if you remember. It's been a minute, but it's better than that.
Okay.
That's well over 10, 15 years ago.
Maybe 20 years ago. That might be 20 years ago.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
But now, 3% of school, man. Like I rock with it, man. It has like a Hunger Game S type feel.
Okay.
Like the show itself is just nothing more about just basically it, but it takes place. It looks like Brazil, but I'm not sure if it's worldwide.
It's Brazilian. It's Brazilian.
But I'm not sure. If it's like worldwide, but clearly this part is taking place in Brazil. Mm. And basically, in Brazil, what happens is everyone stays in like total third world poverty situation.
So it's basically Elysium.
Basically, it's that. But it's got like a Hunger Games type feel to get to that point. So, like, you only get one shot to get to what's called the offshore.
Okay.
Offshore is, like, the Elysium.
So, is the offshore a place on Earth, or is it in space?
It looks like it's a place on Earth.
Okay, so it's not, like,
Elysium. It's literally off the shore. Like, it's literally, like, in, like, the ocean, like, middle of the ocean.
So, it's an island or
like
something
like that. Like an island, something like that. Okay. So, from what I'm looking at. And so, on this island, I'm, like, halfway through it, but now on this island situation, anyone that turns 20 years old goes like to be registered or to compete to go to the offshore.
Okay.
But the thing about it is only 3% of all the 20-year-olds available can get in.
Damn.
And you only get one shot per lifetime.
So you can't come back.
After that, one and done. If you fuck up, you fucked up.
So you can die doing this though too?
People have died.
So you could just fail and just be just assed out the rest of your life in this.
Pretty much,
this,
you
this
just
third
say you
world.
Fail, you fail. You go. That's exactly. You fail. You go right back to third world poverty forever.
So what did they ever tell? What's in this other? Well, is it like does nobody ever shown like what is
well,
there like?
I'm like episode 4 or 5 right now, so it's when it's being discussed is like a paradise type of scenario, kind of like
it is
like
Elysium.
Just sound like Hunger Games and shit, kind of like how you have like. Everyone like, oh, I'm most pristine. I'm in this area, whatever like that. And everyone's competing to get to here.
District 3, District 7.
Right. So it's kind of like that in a sense. But like, I have to get a little bit farther, though. But from what I've seen so far, it's definitely a bunch of 20-year-olds. Everyone is 20. Like, everyone is 20 years old.
So the people that are running the games, are they...
They're adults. Anyone,
but I mean, are they people that live in the island already? Yes. Okay, so they're people that are basically part of 3% as well because they already won.
Everyone that's doing what's it's called the process.
Okay, so it has to be only 3%. So if it's let's say, if everyone goes through the trial, they'll just keep going until it's only 3%. So it's not like everyone gets through a trial. You know what I mean? Like everyone, like say if 15% of people did all the tests, is it still like okay? Well, shit. We finna draw straws and something at the end, like
I'm guessing so. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm at the point right now where only like the on like 9% of all this 20-year-olds, period, are at right now.
Made it to the point you at.
Yeah, and that's all pretty much the main characters.
Damn.
And so all the main characters pretty much made it through. Damn. It's just like the shit that they go through. Cause it's like when you really kinda get into it, it's really like all mental really. It's all mental shit, like basic shit, like problem solving skills, solving puzzles, like I said, puzzle problem solving, critical thinking, all this type of shit.
That's all a dude that's crippled on there, isn't?
But it your physical matters in a sense, but it more is about
where so that's why I'm like, how's a dude in a wheelchair gonna make it through 3%?
It's
like,
all of it. It's all based off your mentality.
I'm thinking you gotta, you know what I'm saying, Jules? You gotta hit over a swap or something on a rope.
I thought the same thing too, but it's all based off your mentality. It looks like
okay. He gonna get to that last episode and it's gonna be that moat. And he gonna roll up.
But like I said, this offshore place, it's basically like everyone, like everything, like super highly technologically advanced, like the best medicine, the best healthcare, the best food, the best everything. Period. Okay. So
3%.
So he'll be taken care of. So if he go there and be crippled, he'll be fine.
So they'll repair him.
More likely.
So that's his motivation. And
more likely, look like that could be what his motivation is. But from what I've seen, you know, everyone's motivation is different. Everyone's basically trying to get the fuck out of poverty. And it's like literal.
So people don't give a fuck about their family. Like on the back end, it's like, it's really Philadelphia at this point. Like, you're trying to, like, well, damn, can I bring moms? Like, you don't get to bring
Everyone is gets their own shot, no matter who. Everyone. No matter who you are.
So, that's interesting because then do the I know I'm being way too deep with this shit, though, but but do the kids that are all, like, if Jules and his wife were part of 3%, they made it over there, they have their son. Does their son automatically a part of that? Or does he have to go back into the, you know what I mean, back into the pool and prove himself to get back on his island?
Go back to the pool and prove himself.
Oh, really? So, if you're born so there is no privilege then because
I don't think it's a privilege because I mean you or that's why they have to explain it, or they have to explain it, or they have to explain
that's an ill aspect. Now that'd change up all your shit. If you a kid and you grew up on the Paradise Island and you turn 20, they like, oh yeah, man, we've got to tell you though, pimping. But I'm here. No. You got to reprove yourself to come back.
And that's why I want to try to get that clarification because that may or may not be the same.
Or is it a situation where you're born and it's like anything with our lifestyle? Like, if you born into money or born into to something that you there. As long as you there, you there.
I think that's why I got to get to because it isn't break it down and say it. It's alludes to the fact that everyone has to go through this shit. That's how it look like everyone. So all the council members, all the top people that run everything, that all went through the same fucking thing. Like everyone went through this.
So
like,
it's gotta be. You can't be born. You gotta go back into the. They gotta throw you back into the thing then, because they will end up making the island weak as hell at some point if everybody's just born on there and then you intermingling in with people that went through the trenches. Yep. You know.
Right. So they want to make sure you mentally capable to be in that society. That's the whole point. But like I said, it's totally third world. Like, it's fucked up.
Wow.
So, but yeah, it's a cool show. I mean, that's why I've been watching, and I've been catching a lot of the anime and other stuff like that, though. Rogue One. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got a couple of tweets from y'all last episode and everything.
Oh, for real?
Two of them are from me.
Oh, God.
Out of three.
We were like, people listening out there. We get love out there, man. People listening, man.
I'm going to read it. I didn't really tweet it, but I wrote it out like it was a tweet. That's why I'm pulling on my phone for it as a tweet. Because I wrote it out as I was listening to y'all episode and everything.
Oh, Jesus.
What crack rock y'all smoking about Transformers?
Oh.
Well, we'll get into that in the trailers part.
I'll give it a try.
You know what? Y'all know I ain't giving this no chance. They burned me so many times.
He said it though. I said that though.
Jules, you saw four. You saw how bad four was.
Yeah, four was bad. Three was my favorite.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm not hard pressed to go see it either. I made that very clear. Yeah, look, I'm not hard pressed to go see it. That's okay. I'm not hard pressed.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
So don't get on me. You been not trying to get on me.
In, with Michael Bay, I take in all action and CGI. And I don't expect nothing else. That's just the honest truth about it. I'm not gonna not watch it. Because you still got Peter Cullen, whatever you call him, still doing the voice of Prime. I gotta watch that, though.
He does Megatron, too, right?
Nah, that's Megatron, the original Frank, whatever.
He's coming back, right?
He actually did the voice for Galvatron, so this is kind of dope. Of course.
Because he didn't do him in the original ones.
He didn't do it in the first three.
No, he did Soundwave.
I love the homage that they pay in small ways. Yeah. Like, I do love that. So, I mean, I'm gonna everybody's gonna watch it. Keep it real. And matter of fact, when I went to see Star Wars, it was like 20 minutes of trailers came on straight through. Transformers joint came on that big screen because the iPad and phone does nothing compared to what the big screen did. The whole theater was in shambles. Oh my God. Oh, you just hear everybody, oh, when Bumblebee was about to get it.
You should have heard me. Hell no. You should have heard me. I was hell no. These kids looked at me. I said, hell no. Y'all ain't getting me again, Bay.
You can get whoever you need. Anybody. I'm not going.
Look, Michael Bay, you have done me dirty so many times. I won't go
only
see.
Only reason he's getting a... You know why he's going to get a try from me? Because that 13 hours still. I'm going to talk about it again. Good movie, yeah.
The Benghazi movie, right?
Yeah. So there's hope for him.
Okay, I'll go ahead and check
out the video. What you need? I got the Blu-ray and the book. You want to read it? What you want?
All right. This one actually is a real tweet, though.
Right here. Okay,
from It Is Real Confidential. He says, hey, fellas, especially those who really love DC, if this Wonder Woman movie flops, will you all concede that DC doesn't know what they're doing?
Oh, I already made it very clear that Warner Brothers don't know what the fuck they're doing with their head, and I already said that.
Well, now Jules thinks that they're doing it. They right on track.
Oh, no, I already made it.
They're doing it exactly the way I want them to go.
No,
see? See, look, Jules is that person that gets on the train and, like, they refuse to get off until the end and then, like, until it bounces back and going, like, back to where they're going from. Like, I'm going to ride it to the end. The train going to take me back.
If you're accepting everything that Marvel's throwing out, like everything is cool, then cool. That's your business.
I didn't say everything's cool, Marvel.
I've never said everything's cool. The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer came out and that little baby Groot was running around. What Marvel is doing, man. Come on. Don't tell me that y'all.
That baby Groot ain't dope though. That baby Groot is dope. That's what I'm saying.
That's good. That's meant for you to take your baby girl.
My baby girl's not going there. She's only three.
DC got it, man. And let me tell you why DC got it. The trailer for the Lego Batman, that's for everybody's family to go to.
Right. Well, we're going to get into why DC is fumbling a little bit later. But
here we go.
Another tweet from It Is Confidential. He says, I'm not sure who it was on the show who bragged about DC's diversity, but it seems like Marvel is killing them when it comes to diversity.
Oh, come on. You got Black Panther coming out next 2 years. You really tell me they're diverse?
What diversity does DC have right now?
What diversity?
Yeah,
Momoa? He ain't white.
Okay.
Galax, she ain't white.
What black? Who's black? Don't give me that lame cyborg that'll be standing in the back corner and shit though.
Come on, man, Lawrence Fishburne, come on. What you talking about? Let's keep it going.
No.
We talking about the superheroes because it's been black people in other Marvel movies that's been side characters.
But these kids are getting their own films. Galax already got it coming out.
When is Cyborg getting a film? Do we even want a Cyborg film?
Do you want a Cyborg film?
Hell no, I don't want no Cyborg film. I don't want no goddamn Cyborg film.
And you don't either. You know what I'm saying, dog.
There's a more diverse cast. Black Panther's whole movie's gonna be black. 90%. Did you see the cast? We're gonna talk about that in a minute.
Then let's talk about VH1 with Black the whole black cast. Yeah, you know that's gonna be black.
No. People are pushing against that, though.
All black cast of all the reality shows looking all silly on there. Come on, let's talk about
that. No, we're talking about quality stuff.
I know, but the point is,
I get his point, though. It's saying that, like, DC's kind of. Because they're kind of going to the white bread shit though.
But what is he talking about though?
I think it's going with, if you look at DC doesn't have small superhero wise, they're not diverse.
How you say that?
You got Firestorm.
We talking about he talking about the films. I'm just speaking for him.
You gotta speak in the film.
You know what? I can't speak for this. I'm just going. Because it's only 140 characters.
When they sound like that, they on your, your team. So I already know.
Yeah,
like,
Team Front. You know, Team Front.
Team D. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but no. I'm talking about in the films, though.
Let me be real about this, too. I had a very big disappointment in watching The Ultimate Edition. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, Batman vs. Superman.
Because a lot of the cutscenes were actually culturally diverse scenes. When you really look at it, it was like the Latino girl with the baby with the gold earrings and hoop. We don't do that stuff no more, dog. Like, there's so much we don't do.
You said you ain't wear doorknob earrings no more.
Like, come on, man. Come on.
That's like early 90s, you know, though.
So it was a lot of stuff that I did feel like there's sometimes a box that we get caught in. You know, as Latino and Black actors and all that, we still
Asians too, Asian actors too, Asian actors too.
Yeah, and it's sad to some extent. And even watching
Doctor Strange though, a little bit with that.
Real talk.
Yeah,
come on. And so for me, I'm like, man, I was a little disappointing in a lot of that. Like the jail scene, I didn't want to see like the jail was 95% Black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the prison. You know what I mean? For the movie that I felt like, big shout outs to the Justice League for being so diverse.
Yeah.
But then it's like you get that. It's like we get this box thrown in where, okay, you're going to see a lot of brothers on the screen, but it's going to be in the jail cell with the little, you know, the knife action
shanking
scene. And it's like, man, I was like a little thrown off. But at the same time, it's like, until we do our own. Because we talk about this a million times.
That's real.
Until we do our own, dog.
That's real.
And not just Empire, not just the new one that came out under the dude that did Empire.
Star. You talking about Star.
Not just in that genre. Like, we got to take it to a next level,
like,
man.
Let's stop doing the hood movie shit. Let's stop doing
I disagree. I'm coming back to my thing before, though, Jules, and you said we don't need a hood movie. I think we do again. Why? I'm coming back full circle, because before you talked me off the ledge with that. I think we do need another hood movie to show.
We had it, though.
When was the last time we had a good hood movie?
You know what?
I'm saying hood movies will show the trappings of what...
Straight Out Compton, nigga.
Is that really a hood movie, though?
I think it was just homage to our growing up.
Yeah, I'm talking about a hood movie with, like, younger cats where it shows, like... Because if you think about hood movies, didn't really glorify the hood. Like, the motherfuckers died at the end of the hood.
So you want to see, like, a straight-up, like, a Billy, like, a motherfucking... Boys in the Hood, Miss
Society. Yeah, and I want to see it, like, starring, like, Kodiak Black. I call Kodiak Black.
Yo, that's
crazy. And I want him to wear like a Kodiak burglar skin, like a bear skin, like
Kodiak.
And then Lil Yachty. That one Yachty in it.
Man, do you see that he took his hair down?
You want to see a whole new generation, hat. You want to see a whole new generation.
I want to be ignorant too.
Let's keep it real.
I want to be
hood
ignorant.
The same anymore.
Yeah, we went in the hood right now. It looks exactly the same.
It's a pottery spot across the street. So
that's true. And I saw like a nice restaurant.
Yeah, it's not that bad over here.
Okay.
Like,
it's getting gentrified. Hood.
And I mean, right up the street is antique row right up there. So it's kind of you can't really, you know. But the thing is. Is the hood the same versus 10, 20 years ago?
But I think that's a story to be told, hood story to be told of like gentrification of the hood, though. Like these people coming into the hood that aren't a part of the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they interact with the people in the hood? How do they feel about the people coming in? How do people feel about the people that's already? That's something that could be explored on some hood
you
stuff.
You know what, too? At the same token, man, on the flip side, we're not really in the hood no more. So it's kind of like, can we relate to the hood that's the hood now? So maybe I'm overlooking that.
Because, like, do you know what? Because, like, I gave a Wire reference. It may be something else that's more hood, though. The Bando. Maybe, you know. Maybe
Bando.
We walked up in the Bando. Maybe, you know.
JJ might know. The Oracle knows of those terms.
Hey, the Oracle almost out of them. Oracle soon beefing be out of them ranks in a minute.
What?
Oh, no, see, he be 30 in a couple of years. He ain't going to be
a couple years, nigga. 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. See?
6 months, dog.
See? He ain't in the Bando no more.
At that point, does he... To transition to
33 is the Morpheus breaking point status? Is when you really realize like, oh, I don't know what the fuck is going on. That's where I realized like you still in the mix.
At 33 you still holding on to what
you holding on for the loop. you holding on barely at 33. 35 you it's over.
Let me pass it down that torch. Because I passed mine down. I didn't even know y'all when I passed mine down. Like I'm 43, so that's crazy. But now, you know, just being back to the subject.
Yeah.
The hood, everybody got their hood experience You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if somebody's going to actually push something that I guess we all from, no matter what hood you from, can relate to.
If Kodiak Black was in a movie, I guarantee you it's still. Kodiak Black, man.
Not Kodak Black.
No, 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 Kodiak. Black. Kodiak. I used to call him Kojak Black. You know what I'm saying? Black. I like Kodiak better.
Kojak Black.
And I wanted to wear like a little fucking trench coat, like a little detective and shit, and rap it. Call himself Kojak Black. Maybe I need to make a parody version of him, but call it Kojak Black.
Kojak Black.
Man. So let's go into this roll one. James, start off. What are your thoughts on roll one?
Oh, it was dope, man. Yeah, I rocked with it, man. I like, finally saw Donnie Yen speak perfect English in the movie. I was like, my man speaking perfect English in this now? I'm like, okay. I was like, okay. I was like, when he pulled out that damn, spoilers, when he pulled out that damn, stab crossbow combination, yeah. It was just one even looking at niggas. I was like,
I didn't even know he had that. I don't even know where he got that from. That was one of them plot holes right there. I was like, when did he get a crossbow?
His stab just transformed the crossbow. Isn't that
the same crossbow that Chewbacca uses?
It looked like it.
No, his was an actual bow and arrow. I'll take that. Now his was a straight compound bow because Chewbacca got a straight crossbow.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude had a straight compound bow. I definitely like the movie, man. It was real good. I mean, you already know. I mean, technically with Rogue One, you already know more or less what happens because clearly Episode 4, aka the original,
starts right then. Literally picks up right at that point.
Episode 4 starts. Literally at that point. All I know is I saw Darth Vader go ham at the end.
Yeah, man. That's Darth the way you want to see Darth Vader.
He's blowing it for people, though. But I guess that's a spoiler thing.
I said spoilers.
Fast forward 10 minutes from now.
Fast forward.
You don't want to hear spoilers, then. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. But no, I ain't spoiling too much. Just know. It pretty much people that you're gonna see like in like Episode 4, they're gonna be in this movie.
Yeah.
It's that's where you're gonna
see. Y'all watch Rebels?
Here and there I do.
You watch Rebels?
Nah, not me.
They had people from the Rebels in there.
What? Oh yeah, that's right.
You see Chopper? Chopper was in there.
Sure was, ooh. That's right.
Chopper was in there.
He sure was.
Yeah,
okay.
He was they mentioned the captain of the ghost, old girl that's with the green locks.
She's
a general now, though. Mm.
That's right.
Because they said General Shenandoah, whatever her name is,
And then they had General Dude. They actually had, what's his name? Darth Vader's second command, General Tarkin, I think it is.
Yeah. They recreated him, though. Huh? That was a
CGI.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because he died in like what, the '80s.
He was that age 40 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, I said.
I was like, this thing was this age 40 years ago. Wait,
so how did they do the CGI with his voice and stuff though? Did they like?
It's probably the same thing they did with the dude in Gladiator. Probably the same serial scenario.
What do you mean in Gladiator?
You don't remember that? Mm-mm. Like the actual dude in Glade, like the old sage dude that was helping out Maximus the whole time while he was the dude that bought Maximus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he died in real life during the filming.
He
died during the film, like early during the film. So what they do, they CGI'd him the rest of the time he was in the movie.
So basically, so they had somebody walking. They had someone in his set piece. Right, walking around in this spot, but then they put a CGI around.
Like, you literally cannot tell he's CGI unless you look into it and find out he's CGI.
Are voice modulators that good where they could just get somebody's voice like that? Good?
You got enough recording of somebody that can take each word that they use and kind of spin off of that.
You're seeing they probably took all his other, and then just took, like, if he said the word the in this movie, take that out.
Take that.
He said,
you could
have people who sound just like him or imitate him and do voice, you know, impersonations, and then they kind of really just add a little flair to it to give it more of it.
And then you got to put in the fact of motion capture face and shit like that. So you put that in. Like, it's the same kind of scenario. So since General Tarkin was already dead probably long-ass time ago, you know, he just went ahead and just made that. I understand the CGI part. That's probably one thing that threw me off is that.
It looked kind of funny.
He looked kind of funny, man. Yeah. But I was like, but I understand. I'm like, well, this happens literally right before Episode 4.
But you can tell. You can tell. No. There was all scenes where he was just by himself in the screen. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff that they he kind of.
It is what it is, though. I mean, other than that, I rock with the movie, man. I'll definitely watch it.
I ain't mad at that versus a lot of stuff that was in Doctor Strange that I felt like, really, y'all bald head looks like what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's just hit or miss with everything, man. I think sometimes we get caught up with the 3D aspect of a lot of filming that now it's just becoming too clear. 4K is becoming so clear that anything fake is going to look whack.
Damn, look I never whack. Thought of it like
you
that.
You think about when you watch Blade 1. And the blood scenes of the you know, in the air,
yeah.
That CGI was horrible versus watching it now, like in Blu-ray and stuff. You're like, oh, God, we was watching that back then?
But that was dope though in 99.
It was, yeah. It was dope back
right,
in 99.
Right, but you look at something in 4K, it's like literally looking at you yeah, right
you know,
now.
You know, like, you know what I'm certain saying? Things, like, that's why I do respect Michael Bay, because the CGI is no half-stepping with that CGI. And sometimes I catch little things about it. I'm like, yo. But when they do it to the intricacy of light just flashing off a piece of metal, making it look like it's real.
Right.
You know, so there's it's a lot.
So, Daryl, what's your thoughts?
I think it might be better than Force Awakens.
Mm.
I say it's about.
I have to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? To really say that. Because I don't want to be a fan of the moment.
Yeah, you
know
yeah,
what
I'm saying? Right, speak. Yeah. My fault. Because I was about to jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. So, but it's just off the handle of it, man. Like, it felt like a 300 in space.
We'll talk, yeah, that was deep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you remember, there was a part, and it was even deeper parts. It was actually shown how the rebels do some crazy shit too, though. Like, they got blood on their hands too. Because remember, he was like, yeah, us and all these dudes behind us, we didn't did some dirty stuff though that
yeah,
we
yeah,
don't.
Yeah,
so it ain't like
real.
They just. I mean, they you know, it's a war out here, so. You know, we, right. we look at when we look at the Rebel Alliance and then we always look, oh, they always on the good side. But we don't understand and think about the different missions they went on where they had the wrong intel
or they did
something to get some other achievement done that they did the wrong things.
Right.
And it was like, well, it gave some humanity to those people instead of just, oh, yeah, they just good. And these guys are bad.
Yeah.
You know, and even the director, he would have some humanity. You know, he was a dick, but he was like, that was like his boy, though. Like Mikkelsen's role. Like, that was like his boy, though. So yeah. He was like, he didn't even want to shoot homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Like his wife. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He was like, dude, just roll back with me, man. I know I don't even want to do this for real.
Right.
You like my boy.
They,
you know?
They had some history. Definitely yeah. had that history.
Yeah. So, like, it was complex with that, you know. Like, they had Darth Vader just like, and another thing with the Darth Vader thing, though, I think this made it better. It made him not look like he was a bitch to Palpatine, like it does in every other movie to me.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if people really peeped that. Like, he was on. Y'all know where that place was. That's where he got fucked up at. Where right. he built the Jedi Temple. Where he got fucked up at.
Mm.
Think about how deep that is.
Mm.
You took that volcanic planet and put a Jedi Temple there because, like, yo, this is where I lost my legs and my arms. This is where I want the Jedi Temple to be at. That's some crazy. Wow. Think about that. Like, think about if you got into a car accident, then you was like, I'm going to build my barbershop right where I got into a bad car accident, I'm in a wheelchair.
Well, embrace the energies.
Here. Yeah, yeah, man. And, like, and he had his own facility. Like, because before, it always seemed like he's always up under Palpatine and the Emperor. No contact from the Emperor this whole time. He was his own, this is what the fuck I'm about.
Yeah, yep.
You know, and it was more games. I didn't even know he had to put himself in hydronic freezing, not freezing, but like the pool to regenerate himself. I didn't know he was doing
hell
all
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
you
know that either.
Hell yeah.
I didn't know he was doing all that.
He got like ninth degree burns off his damn body.
Yeah, no,
you
but I'm saying, but this
it
is.
Might
but
not
the,
be forever just on the strength. Well, not forever.
Yeah, but this is years after, though,
then,
everything
then
went down.
Damn, God, remember, technically, he's a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
You know
but I mean, I didn't know he had to dip down in it. Like, he came coming out. He almost was mad at the director. Like, shit, I was in there chilling in the little jacuzzi, and you pop up, man. What you talking about?
Yeah.
And it showed his Jedi powers for real. That motherfucker was walking away and was just like, what'd you say?
Man.
Like, that's what he's, Darth Vader is supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I was like, oh, it's
you see why
down,
people
man.
Are scared as fuck of Darth Vader in the universe. Like, they show, like, before
they
you didn't know
it.
Why people
yeah.
were scared and everybody was like, oh, shit, Vader there? Like, you're like, oh, man, Vader
Lord
all
Vader.
Slow and shit. In the 4, 5, and 6, he all slow and shit.
Nah.
And, you know, they
nah,
don't
he was
show
straight, it. He was straight mobbing. Like, I was like, oh.
And think about
but
this.
You know you got a different time, too, where the filming is a lot
oh,
different.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, but, I get that. But another thing is, you got to remember, Vader's in his 40s
yeah.
putting in work on cats.
And not only
think about, he's in his 40s.
I don't know if he's in his.
Yeah, he's got yeah. he got a 20. He got two 20-year-old kids. Yeah, 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 two 20-year-old kids.
Wow, I just realized.
You got to think when he crossed over. He had to be probably, what, 25?
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
So he's in mid-40s at this point.
So, yeah, I'll say he about the kids no more than, like, 15, 20. So, yeah, you probably.
No. Luke and him, they 18 plus. Because that was the whole point, is that they were adults.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So think about it. And because remember, Padme is, what, 6 years older than him?
Yep.
So think he's got to be at least 25 when he went when everything went down.
So he about, like, probably 45.
Mid-40? Yeah, man. Think probably, about this dude is killing, and he's 45, doing it with his offhand. He's right-handed doing it with his left hand.
With his offhand.
Mm. I mean, this is just...
And then, not only that, then James Earl Jones still getting money out this motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
James Earl Jones still getting bread. I'm not mad at him.
I still think it'd have been gangster if he was black, though. Like, for so like going back, I wonder if George Lucas would have thought about it. Like, how crazy that had been if they was biracial like that, though.
It's sad that back in the day that the only thing they could do was take a voice from a brother. You know,
and it makes sense, though. It's 77, man. White people wouldn't prepare for that. And they would have made no money.
Yeah. $5,000 all he got paid.
Oh, he's getting residuals off
and
that.
And
then, like,
he was going to be front the most.
That was only the first movie, though. I think he upped that kind. He got that bread on the second. He got that bread the second and third one.
That's why I ain't mad at Pujols for leaving the car. He said, I want to feed my family forever. So I would need more than just $2.3 billion. I need $2.7 billion, and I want my contract to be fulfilled if I break a leg. That's serious, real. That's serious. So.
Real shit.
What was your thoughts, though, Jules?
Y'all not ready for what I got to say.
Go ahead.
Listen, I'm just going to say this, too, and I'm going to bring y'all back with this part.
Okay.
Just from the casting perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the best. Because you have Mads Mikkelsen, whatever. Everybody that was in it, I was just hype about Forrest Whitaker by myself.
Yeah.
Thinking about he coming from...
And y'all know he's going to be on Rebels, too.
Strap back in the day.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he directed Strap.
Forrest
Whitaker's first movie, technically, like, that he blew up is Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Charlie Parker movie? That's where Forrest really started, like, oh, this dude's kind of dope. He paid his dues. That was in the early 90s, like 89, 90.
Like, literally paid his dues. And then to be actually in this film, which this film to me, this is my honest opinion, felt like it is what Star Wars was in 1977.
I agree.
That's how I feel this movie was. I feel like everything they brought to the table, and I'm not just saying that because one of the main two characters was Latino. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. Just because it was a whole diverse cast.
Yeah.
There was some scenes that was cut because in the trailer
they cut a lot of scenes.
They cut a lot of scenes because in the trailer, for me, I was just waiting for Forrest Whitaker to say, the world has become undone.
I was waiting for that one, and I was waiting for that.
I was tired.
And I was waiting for that scene, though. Remember when they were first meeting, and she said, you need a thief to, or like someone that was like, someone bad to do something, to a thief to steal it, or
something like that.
Yeah, and they cut that out, too.
It was a lot of stuff that was cut, man, on that chopping block, man, but kind of whack. But at the same time, I think it was dope because what you said a minute ago about it feeling like 300 in outer space,
mm-hmm.
The reason why 300 was so dope is because that band of brothers, that feeling.
And they knew they weren't coming back.
Each one of those dudes, right?
And they knew they weren't coming back.
How sacrificial they would be to each other was the gangsterest thing about that movie. So to see this, oh, this is going to be a spoiler. To see this go down the way it went and everybody was going out had and not like holding back. I was back, though.
And is a small part that I want to give props to, that the black man didn't die in the scene. Remember the scene where he was getting shot at? And I was like, the black dude finna die. And a white guy got killed, and the black guy lived and flew up out of there. I was like,
we
got to
be like that at this point. Still living like that. But yeah, I agree. I mean, this was epic. First of all,
question.
I would say this, though. It was a couple people nodding off in the theater. But I understand that part because sometimes a lot of yapping and dialogue could put you to that place of, I need a little
And those
rest.
Are not really movie watchers, though, too.
Yeah,
because
the
dialogue
really
is a part of the fucking
Because I was
movie.
Watching everybody. My eye even hit one time.
Yeah,
a
but
little
I mean.
Bit lazy on me. I was like, whoa.
But this is a question I have for y'all. Did those ships that went in, that got caught, did they get out?
When
the shield broke?
Well, at that point, nobody got out because the whole place was...
No. But if I'm in a spaceship, I'm talking about the people that were the fighters that were down there.
Oh, when they went down, they wasn't actually...
I'm talking about the fighters that were still in there that was bang-banging around, though.
I don't think they... I think I think they was able to get out because the ship that was crashed.
Yeah, and it opened up the whole thing. Right.
I think eventually.
I think those people that were like, I'm in my ship already. Yeah. I can get out after that whole bubble.
But even at that point, didn't matter who was in space. Remember how they popped up on them, man?
Vader came up.
Them dudes hyper-speeded right
my
in.
My thing
dog.
Is, though, why didn't somebody else take the L? Because you're supposed to protect that main ship in the middle. All them other ships start zooming off and left the main ship.
I don't think they expected that, though.
I would, if you fuck with, you
the
know
the way that happened was like, oh snap.
Yeah, no, I get,
right?
No,
like,
I get it.
With the bug die was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I'm saying, we know that Vader's out here. So saw how crazy it was. They know who this man is. He's the Grinch. He just pops up on you.
He said he's the Grinch.
You know what I'm saying? the ghost of Christmas past. He just pop up on your ass. So look. If I was a dude that was the incinerator, like, look, I'm already hitting the little theme. Is it 97% cool? I won't even let it get to 100%. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the other 3% because Vader is here somewhere.
Hell no.
Y'all, look, we might only got 85%. I might have just said we going to take this hell.
It's only
1 point, but I like the way they took all the fucked up stuff that George Lucas fucked up with and made it a cohesive franchise now, too.
But I don't think he messed up. Because when you go backtrack, George Lucas didn't have the actual
technology to film
episode one.
Oh, no.
One, two, three.
Oh, no, but I'm talking about this dialogue and story-wise, he never corrected some of those points.
Some dudes ain't that dope. Like, Lucas could
He's got the vision. Concept, he's got the vision, but he can't
But he might
implement.
Not be that dope. Where
to figure
we
it
get
out,
what we got, you know what I'm
because,
saying?
Dude, like, remember the whole time people would make jokes like on Family Guy and shit like that about like, oh man, how is it that they built a space station that has one vulnerable point? Now we know why it was vulnerable at that point because
right, that tripped me.
They made the first three fucking movies better with one fucking movie.
Even as a kid, when I seen that they was going for that one place,
and I'm like, said, why would you?
How would they know that? Who does
and you
that?
Find, and you find out that Urso, since he designed it, he intentionally made
did
that.
Yo, and my thing is though, why didn't y'all? And even back then, I was like, why don't y'all just put all y'all fighters right around the goddamn hole? But they didn't even know where.
It's 6 feet wide. It's something that's like the size of a moon. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This was a necessity.
Yeah.
This was a dead series.
Because we first we were like, man, why don't you just drop another?
Yeah,
when you started,
no, this
like,
was needed,
but no,
bro.
This is
like,
needed.
This was,
I take everything back with that.
Yo, how you said, Ursel? Mm. Yo, that kid, I wanted to see more.
Mm.
I wish I could have seen more about
that. You talking about Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah. He's dope. Like, come on. And he's back-to-back, too, with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He was in
I mean, but we don't have time to see all these other characters again because we got the Lando... Not Lando Cal. The Han Solo movie. Boba Fett
true.
Solo
yeah,
movie,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we may be able to see these
There's
people pop
things,
back up.
Yeah, that's true. Because it depends on what time place they take, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to bring the girl back because she was a thief and stuff, though. So why wouldn't she be around fucking with Han Solo and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's a thief, he a thief. You know, they probably circling around the same kind of thing.
Makes
you know?
Sense.
But no, it was, dude. To me, as a Star Wars fan, man, it encapsulated a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is why this is going on. Okay,
this makes sense. All together.
Yeah, and then remember, they always said like, because people like, I read a review in the New York Times, and it was saying, first of all, this motherfucker said that they thought. Revenge of the Sith and Clone Wars are the best two Star Wars movies, period.
They totally forgot about Empire Strikes Back.
No. Look,
but
what?
You know what, though?
Look, you say any prequel is better than
enough. And this is where the problem with when you get critics and you get fans. And
yeah.
There are those who relate something to something more, and they might love it more. Because Star Trek Beyond,
mm-hmm.
to me, trash.
Is that the last one?
Yeah,
with the
respect to what the first two did. Right?
Yeah.
You give me Khan in that second one and the way that they did it, and then you go this route, it was a different director, so of course you're going to get something different. Mm-hmm. But I think the key to that was that it was more like the old school. And anybody who's seen Beyond, if somebody loves it, I can tell they love the original series. In those
See, I like Beyond.
No, Beyond wasn't as bad. When I say trash, I'm really throwing it out the window. But it just felt like the old school series.
Like an episodic.
That's what I felt that I was watching. I'm not knocking it because I grew up on it.
Yeah.
But I just think coming from what the original, well, not the original, but
yeah,
the first
the
and the second
the first
one did,
yeah.
I felt we should have stayed on that path. this felt like the original series. So, of course, somebody who loved the series, and I'm telling you, I was stood next to the dude said, Star Trek Beyond was just amazing. And I was just like, what? No way. It was okay, but no way. And I knew exactly where he was coming from. It was the nostalgic feeling to that film that he loved.
Of the episodes, just Captain Kirk going to a random planet and getting people out.
Watching. Right. So I was like, you know what? When that dude pulled out the motorcycle, like Captain America, I said, you know what? I get it. Cool. But that's exactly what it is. So even like episode 1, 2, whatever, all those seasons, if somebody really loves it, they probably flash back into the early days of when Star Wars first came out.
They said it was better than the original series. That's what I'm saying. They said that Attack of the Clones and Return of the Jedi was better than the original ones.
Because of the mass.
That's blasphemy.
That's what I'm saying.
Because nothing is better than Empire Strikes Back. I'm sorry.
Nothing was touching that.
Nothing's touching Empire Strikes Back, dude.
Nothing touching that. That's like somebody saying Man of Steel is better than Superman 2.
And the thing that gets lost on people with Empire is that motherfuckers didn't even know that Luke was his dad at all. Think about that hook. Yes, 40 years later, everybody know fucking Darth Vader is Luke. So you weren't. I remember as a kid though, and it was different then times though because
we were surprised just like the
movie. We were still surprised, and I didn't see it until 4 years later, and it was still a surprise to me because I was a shorty.
Yeah.
So you were like, damn. I was like 6 years. I was like, damn, that's Luke's dad. Get the fuck out of here! And it was still a hook.
Yeah.
Now you know we got all the media, so all this stuff you know moves faster. But in the review, he was saying that. That it wasn't, you know, cohesive, and there you didn't identify to any of the characters, and you didn't. What was it he said in that review that I was going to go with? Why did everyone have to die? There was nothing to redeem. I was like, that's the whole point. Remember Leia said a lot of people died for me to get these plans. We knew that everybody died already. Yeah. See, that means you didn't really watch the first because she says that explicitly.
We ain't paying attention.
She said that explicitly. That a lot of people died for me to get these plans. Make sure that they taken care of.
Now when I watch it, because I am gonna watch it,
I'm gonna rewatch.
I'm gonna watch it as if I never seen it because I'm just gonna go in with this one off of watching Rogue One. Like, oh, snap.
This makes so much more sense,
man. We needed that, man.
Yeah, it was a good movie, man. So if you have not seen that,
it's very good. We was all over the place,
I think, with these films. In general speaking, like
with
all of, you know, 4, 5, 6 coming out, then 3, 1, 2, 3, and then now you get, you know, Force Awakens and Rogue One. It's so many all over the places in generational time. Like, it's,
see, I think Han Solo is gonna be a dope ass movie now. Like, I have no questions. I think
I don't got no doubt now.
Yeah, I have no doubt because at first I was like, man, a Han Solo movie.
I love what Disney's doing.
Yeah. But Jules, you also saw Passengers.
It's not.
All right,
look.
No, no, no.
I did say I was going to throw this under the bus.
No. We doing this. This is what we've seen section.
Last night, and I choose Passengers over Fences.
That's what I thought you was going to see.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. My mother-in-law wanted to see Fences.
Oh, she's like, I'm just going to wait.
My wife take her.
Because
I would have went with my wife, but my mother-in-law.
So you still got the passes. You just went to go see something else.
I had the passes. I was torn. But this is where I'm going to talk about this, too.
Go ahead.
You're going to be like, what? So I go see Passengers. Right, and in my mind, I'm going there because I'm not an official critic. I'm not like in the papers, in the books, and you know, dudes don't give me passes to everything. Yeah.
Right, right.
But being there, I always look around to see who's there, and so, and as I noticed, a lot of the film critics were going to see Passengers, and let me tell you something. When I walked out that movie theater, dog, I was pissed. I felt like, man, this movie was trash. This movie was not. Let me tell you. The show on Sci-Fi or whatever that was with Halle Berry, Extant or whatever that was, was better than this film.
Damn.
That, I'm telling you that, man. I'm going to keep 100 with you. Passengers was trash.
So is it basically, what was that movie with the two people that were, they were stuck in the middle of the ocean and like,
is it The Shallows or something like that? No, not Shallows, because that's the
open water
with the girl.
Open water.
So is it basically open water in
so
space?
So this was Castaway. I'm going to tell you everything it was. Castaway, I'm Legend. What's that movie, man? Event Horizon? Without the event. But I'm just telling you from escape of film.
Without the event.
Without the event.
That's the whole point.
Yo, Titanic.
Wow.
This was all that in one. This was a date movie for Netflix.
Damn.
The reason, I don't know why. So this is...